When British DJ John Peel decided a band was worthy of airplay, all around the world, people listened, and careers were made. John Peel died from a heart attack yesterday at the age of 65. For more than 30 years, Peel championed new music, punk, hip-hop, reggae, on the BBC.
Well, they've obviously been listening to their Grateful Dead LPs. That's Noise Nomads on Hospital Productions and an untitled track from the LP Old Time Lemonade. And this will be Potential Bad Boy. Play it, kick... Oh, that doesn't work, does it? I keep forgetting. Play it, kick it.
Peel helped make a name for bands like Joy Division, Susie and the Banshees, and The Cure. Rhys Hughes is an executive producer at BBC Radio 1. He was John Peel's boss.
Probably his biggest legacy was punk. He was playing punk music before anyone in the UK would touch it because they thought it was awful, and he was the first to play the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Jam, all those kind of bands. Then in the 80s, his sort of one biggest legacy was probably hip-hop. He again was the first to play rap music coming over from America to a United Kingdom audience. He was always kind of out on a limb a bit and was a maverick and took chances and, you know, just an incredible presence. I mean, the British music scene would not be the same without him. Now he's gone.
Did he ever talk to you about his own musical taste changing over the years? He was at this for so long.
Yes, he sort of, once the thing had finished, as far as he was concerned, he'd move on quite quickly. I mean, when the whole gangster rap thing came in and the sort of misogyny and sexism in rap music, he kind of disowned rap and stopped playing it. He kind of did the same with a lot of reggae when reggae got homophobic. And so his taste, towards the end of his life, it's strange saying that now, he was into a lot of very, very fast dance music and drum and bass.
And managed to keep a very young sensibility, even into his 60s, it sounds
For
like.
For a 65-year-old man, he was incredible. You'd find him at sort of gigs by Extreme Noise Terror or Melt Banana or, you know, really kind of quite avant-garde, strange music that my father, who's 5 years younger, would have, you know, never gone anywhere near. So yeah, he was a one-off, an absolute one-off, really.
Did he talk about what he saw his mission as being for his listeners and for the musicians themselves?
Yeah, I mean, his mission for the listeners was, he always said it was, that you may hear some things tonight that you found strange or frightening, but maybe you will like them. His whole sort of raison d'etre was pushing the boundaries for the audience as well, to play, you know, some of the wildest stuff that's out there from across the world. Some would say that parts of the John Peel show could be absolutely unlistenable, and that was probably true.
Hmm. I understand that John Peel said he had a favorite song, and it was a song by an Irish punk band called The Undertones.
That's correct, yeah. No, his favorite song of all time, he's always maintained, was Teenage Kicks by The Undertones, and we've actually been playing it every hour on the hour at Radio 1 today as a tribute to him. The story is, actually, that John received the Undertones demo of Teenage Kicks and was driving back to his house in Suffolk in England when he heard Teenage Kicks for the first time, and apparently he had to pull the car over and he burst into tears. He thought it was just such a fantastic record that kind of summed up the whole of teenage angst in one perfect 3-minute pop song. And that is a true story. He told me since that he did actually cry the first time he heard it.
By 1978, we made our own record. It was called Teenage Kicks, and we sent it away to John Peel, and he played it.
Michael Bradley is bass player for The Undertones. The band had listened to Peel's show for years, and now they were on it.
He just played whatever he liked, and we heard it, and he said, you know, something along the lines of, rather good record there, I like that, I'll play that again. And he did play it again. In fact, one night, he played it twice in a row, you know, played it back to back. Sire Record, the American record label, they had it based in London. They signed us up on the back of what John Peel was saying about it.
That must have been an amazing thing to be listening to his show and hearing your music.
It was. It really was amazing. And then within a space of a few weeks, actually meeting the man and being in the studio where he was doing his show from London. The thing about John Peel as well, he didn't see himself as having an important role. You know, if anyone had said to him, you know, you've been really influential in the development of new music, he would have been very uncomfortable with that. He never saw himself as being a star. He just saw himself as he was lucky enough to have a show on the radio and who had the privilege of playing music that he really loved.
Your song, Teenage Kicks, is supposed to have been John Peel's favorite song of any group ever. Why do you think that was? Did he ever talk to you about that?
Well, he didn't talk to us about it, but he has been quoted. He said that it's the sentiments of the song, you know, and in fact, the line, a teenage dream so hard to beat, he said he wants that on his headstone. You know, he's always sort of been saying this, you know, he would like Teenage Kicks to be played at his funeral. I think it's the sort of song which associated him with being young. And whenever he was saying he'd like it played at his funeral, he always added, you know, which hopefully will be quite some time in the future. But sadly, today's the day that has come to pass.
John Peel died suddenly yesterday. He was 65 years old.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.